what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cup in action 2-inch Owens Well Arrow.
Ooh.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
Oh, boy, you're hilarious, my friend.
He doesn't... Get back to the story, please.
So, on the cover above the title.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
You know, we're all laughing our heads off.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement.
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've had your entire life. I've got houses in L.A., Paris, and Vail.
Oh.
Each one of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. So I suggest you wipe that stupid smile off your face before I come over there and smack it off. You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf.
Hey!
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack he is! Hallelujah! Where's the Tylenol?
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 246 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. So, confession time. I've been a real bum this week. Not real bumly, I guess, but I have been Kris Kringle in a local production of Miracle on 34th Street. So what we're doing for the show this week is a little bit unusual for us in the holiday season. You know, I love Christmas. James hates Christmas. Sorry, James. Christmas has been a big part of Just Us Geeks for many years. So what we're going to do this week is give you a couple of throwbacks from some of our best moments from the Christmas holidays from the founders of JustUsGeeks.com way back from episode 91 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. And a couple of more modern classics featuring one corn dog that you may remember and should probably hear from sometime soon. So sit back and give a listen to this week's episode of the podcast, and we'll see you back next week with some new content.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and this is episode 91 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. And yes, soon it will be Christmas Day. This is a Christmas edition of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Here with me this week, one Brando Calrissian.
Good evening, everyone out there in internet land.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, you know, Christmas.
Yeah, par for the course.
Happy Chris Monica.
Politically correct. And one Marty Estes.
How's it going, everybody out in
into
the
Tron
earwave
land.
Portion of internet land?
The earwave portion of internet land?
Earwave. Well, I mean, it's not the video wave portion of internet land. Thank,
thank God.
God.
Oh,
you owe me a Coke.
Every time. It happens every time.
You already bought me one, so it's okay.
There you go. There you go. Actually, Brandon did.
Thanks, Brandon.
Oh, Brandon!
Earlier, I totally said, "Hey, Josh, thanks for bringing me that Coke." He's like, "Oh yeah, it's no problem."
Well, I suggested.
Did he
it.
Really?
I did, but I suggested it. I was like, "Hey, we got to get Marty a Coke." He runs on Coke.
All right. As I said, Christmas is this week. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas. Festivus for the rest of us. Whatever it is you celebrate. We're celebrating the holidays with you as well over at JusticeGeeks.com. Christmas is this week, and on top of all the wonderful time you'll get to spend with your family and friends, you can also spend time with your favorite Christmas specials. Tonight's opening question is this.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
What is your all-time favorite Christmas or holiday special? And after you give me your all-time favorite Christmas or holiday special, I want to know what you think the worst one or the craziest one is out there. Marty, let's start with you.
Oh, man, this is a hard one. Mostly all of my favorite Christmas specials are from the 60s or 70s because that's what
you were a teenager then.
No, that's what I saw as a kid. When I was watching them in the 80s. I mean, like, if you think back to, like, all of the iconic Rankin and Bass.
Yes.
You know, holiday specials. That's what I grew up on. Rudolph.
The claymation ones.
Especially stands out in my mind. And speaking of claymation, I did go back last year and purchase the California Raisins Christmas.
The ultimate Christmas companion.
I thought, when I was a kid, I just thought that was the ultimate Christmas thing ever, and I watched it, and I'm gonna have to tell you that
you are ultimately wrong.
That did not age well. It did not age well. But I mean, you know, the short list would probably be, of course, we have to watch Rudolph every year,
right.
There's one that came out too, and I'm gonna get this right. I'm gonna stall until I can Google it and find out.
You can come back.
I just need to find out where this character is from.
Krampus.
It's actually another Rankin and Bass show that came out in 1974 called A Year Without Santa Claus.
Yes.
With the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser.
Yes. And
listen, those songs still will get stuck in my head.
Thank you, Bing Crosby.
And, interestingly enough, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy did Heat Miser a few years ago.
Really?
A cover of it where they do the Heat Miser song and the Snow Miser song.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, wow. That's pretty epic,
and
actually.
Then, you know, like, I guess just the typical ones, Frosty.
Right.
The Year Without Santa Claus. There's also one, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure somebody will remind us on Twitter. Please do.
Please do, yeah.
But it was about a family of mice who lived in the home of a clockmaker.
I know what
and
you're talking about.
He made this clock that when it struck midnight on Christmas Eve was supposed to bring Santa to their town.
Right.
And, like, they wind it up and something, and it doesn't work, and Christmas is ruined, of course, because that's the premise
ruined.
Of every.
Are you talking about
every,
like when the reindeer leaves and gets sick?
No, there's a mouse in it.
No, it's a mouse. And
never
and,
mind.
And
nah.
what happens is
yes,
the,
they
do. The father and the mouse father have to work together to rebuild the clock.
That's true.
And bring Santa back to town so that the kids can get toys. It's classic. It's really, really good.
Are there any particular crazy ones out there that you think are just terrible?
Yes. Okay, a few years ago, a roommate of mine in college named Trent introduced me to Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Now, you know, Mikey Burgett said
jug
last
band,
week.
That's us.
Oh, my gosh. We're otters.
<It's> us. What yeah. you don't know.
Coming to
time.
You coming to you in July 2014, the Justice Geeks Christmas special. But Mikey said that was his favorite Christmas special last week.
It's really bad. Sorry,
oh,
Mikey.
No.
It's really bad. It's very stereotypical Southern. It's done in that Rankin and Bass style. I'm not even sure if they did it, but and then there was another one that popped up on our DVR the other day called Nestor the Christmas Donkey,
nope.
Which is not
nope,
to be confused.
There's one Christmas donkey,
with,
baby,
with
Dominic.
Dominic the donkey, but it was Nestor the donkey, and it's like the story of a donkey that the little drummer boy in the stable where the little drummer boy comes and plays.
Wow, Brandon, what about you?
My favorite
one.
You
hate Christmas.
Well, I know, but I love video games, and sometimes Christmas usually meant video games. So I'm going to say my favorite Christmas special is Christmas Comes to Pac-Land. It is a Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man
You didn't
cartoon.
Really watch that.
I did. It came on Cartoon Network once
wow.
when I was like in the ninth grade or something, and I watched it because, yeah, what else was I doing? It's actually not bad.
Oh, that's all you were doing.
It's not fantastic by any means, but it's enjoyable enough. And it's Pac-Man, come on. And the ghosts are trying to throw snowballs at them and screw up their day. And they've got baby Pac-Man.
Where, Pac-Man?
It's just,
oh, my God, you're right.
It's just pleasant and nice.
December 16th, 1982 for its first showing. It's the old style Pac-Man animation.
Oh, ooh.
Did you think I was making it up over there? Why'd you Google it?
Google it.
Well, I just never heard of it.
Okay.
I mean, I know there's a Pac-Man show on right now on Disney XD that's terrible.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, it's terrible.
Pac-Man's not a character to make a TV show out of. He's just a character to run around and mate.
Yeah, and that's about it. Now, I don't understand why they ever tried to do more of that than they did.
And my least favorite Christmas special?
All of them.
I'll say any of the ones that look like they're done in stop motion. Like the classics, like
get out of here.
There's the door.
I don't care. I don't like them. They get on my nerves. They're boring. I don't like them. They're dumb.
They're not dumb.
I don't like them. They are. I don't care.
But a lot of our listeners probably love those.
That's great if you grew up and love those. But I want you to bear in mind that I'm like Scrooge. I mean, like
he
I'm
is
pretty,
all that is soulless and wrong.
I'm pretty serious that tonight when I go to bed, three ghosts are going to visit me, and I'm just going to have this whole crappin' night to deal with them.
No, you do that every night because of those people that died in your home.
I'm just going to throw this in as a PS because you mentioned Pac-Man. And, you know, I said that there's a new Pac-Man show on right now. It's called Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. And if you get to watch this high-quality entertainment, you will find that there is a character in it named Dr. Buttocks.
Yeah.
Pardon? Dr. Buttocks?
Dr. Buttocks.
Okay.
A proctologist, obviously.
who has a head that's shaped like a butt.
Like a buttocks.
In the show, they just call him the doctor. But if
Dr.
You go,
B.
If you go look it up in the cast.
Dr. Buttocks.
Dr. Buttocks.
For me personally, any of the Office Christmas episodes, totally brilliant. I love all the old Christmas stuff. Marty and I were talking about the animated Frosty the Snowman earlier and how terribly bad it is.
Now, when you're a kid, it's magical.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It didn't hold Lucy's attention too well the other night when we were watching it.
Well, that's because he's running around screaming, Happy Birthday!
I know. It's so confusing. So I'm going with The Office. The first Family Guy Christmas special is pretty epic. I like it. You know, they're just, I'll say overall though, the office Christmas episodes are pretty wonderful. And, I just think that they did a lot for me. One of the interesting things about the Office Christmas specials, Christmas episodes, Krampus, Dwight Schrute was now listen to this. Dwight Schrute was one of the very first people to bring Krampus back to television. And you know who's bringing Krampus back to television?
Who's that?
The Aquabats.
Really?
Yes. By the time you have heard this, you could have had an opportunity to listen to our interview with Christian Jacobs, the creator of Yo Gabba Gabba and the lead singer of the Aquabats, who in our interview details a little bit about how Krampus has come back in the Aquabats Saves Christmas. You could have seen it by now, and I hope that you did. At least go back and watch it if you missed it.
Is Krampus like the Belschnickel?
Yes, Krampus and Belschnickel. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. I tried to tell my kids the other night that Krampus was real, and they were like, you're just making that up.
No, oh no, Krampus, he's going
to... I said he's Santa Claus's brother who rides on the back of his sleigh, and he beats little children and takes them back to Spain, and they were like...
You made that up, but he's
real big.
I think I originally saw that on like Venture Brothers. It was the first time I ever came across Krampus. Yeah.
Belschnickel.
An honorable mention, this year's Christmas episode of Bob's Burgers, flipping great. Any holiday episode of Bob's Burgers.
Pretty much any episode of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, man, yeah. Bob's Burgers is just totally epic. All right. So that's us, but we want to hear from you over at Twitter and at JustUsGeeks.com, Twitter at JustUsGeeks. What were some of your favorite all-time Christmas specials? Let us know, and we'll talk with you over on the tweeting devices. Well... Video games, as we move along, have been some of the greatest Christmas presents any of us has ever received. I mean, I can say that, right? That's a pretty fair assumption. Video games.
We are cursed as gaming aficionados to have a very expensive hobby. Maybe not as expensive as some hobbies, but it is an expensive hobby in
itself.
Which
means you sometimes have to wait for the things
you
really want.
Especially when you were a kid and you didn't have money. Do you remember I know we're going to jump into the Christmas, but, and I don't want you to shout it out, but just to imagine the first paycheck you ever got at your first job.
Yeah.
Do you remember the video game that you bought with that paycheck? Because I'm pretty sure, I know Marty did. I imagine Josh probably did.
I do. No. I can tell you what it was. It was the GameCube and the Spider-Man video game.
That's good. Yeah. But, see, I mean, it's
And Mario Sunshine.
Also very good. Yeah. One of my favorite, you know, underrated Mario game, truly. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about a little bit of Christmas gaming. We all remember Christmas mornings, waking up, running downstairs or running through the hall, pushing a sibling out of the way. Those that had them. I guess that's just Josh in this room.
Yeah. I just made her stay under her bed.
Me and Marty growing up as only children.
You
Booyah!
Push your parents out of the way.
Straight to the loot.
Right. And
straight
and we knew
to
the
loot.
The loot was totally ours. Man, only child Christmases.
Were the bomb.
You know, you might have been lonely the whole year, but Christmas paid off.
You know what would be perfect for right now? One of Jared Lamar Wallen's horrible Christmas stories.
Yeah, not this
right
week.
Here. No.
Jared's at Disney, so he's going to have good Christmas stories this year.
Right, and thank God for that. But anyways, yeah, we all remember the greatest video game we got for Christmas, and I was really tempted to go with the PS2. For that, because I was really, really not thinking I was going to get a PS2 because my parents literally could not find one, like a lot of people couldn't at the PS2 launch. Sony really screwed up the supply and demand deal there. But I had an uncle that was a Walmart manager in Alabama that helped him out and got him one.
That's nice.
So I was tempted to run with that, but I have to say, the best game that I've ever received, the best gaming moment from any Christmas present I opened was the year I got a Super Nintendo. And of course, I got Super Mario World. And, you know, having played the NES, having played the Marios and the Contras and the whatever on that system, you know, I think that may have been
console Christmas, baby.
Right,
that was the way to do it.
Console Christmas. And, you know, back then when you got a new console, it opened up an entire new world for you because the games looked totally different. Everything like Super Mario World was such a leap ahead of anything on the NES, even the late,
I mean, way
even
above.
The late titles in the library that, you know, maximized the usage of the memory capabilities of the carts and the, you know, power of the NES and the limited power. You know, Super Nintendo games were such a jump ahead of that. And I kind of feel bad now because I'm looking at like PS4 and Xbox One games and I'm like, they're not a huge difference in what's, you know, late generation 360 and PS3.
So you're going with PS2.
Well, I'm going with Super Nintendo just because.
Oh, Super Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah, because I got Super Mario World and Street Fighter 2, and it was just like a cut above of anything.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know,
that
it
is,
was just amazing.
That's a really good way to start out.
I'm telling you, it started out with the two best. And
well, mine, I almost want to say Super Nintendo because of how freaking awesome that that Super Mario World was built right into it. But Super Nintendo would not have been as great for me had it not been for the NES. I mean, I knew what it was and knew that I wanted one, but I never really thought that I would get one. And honestly, I think that my parents probably thought they would play it too, which is why I got one.
Right.
And realized that, number one, they weren't going to be able to touch it, and number two, they had no idea what it was going to do.
You remember when consoles like the Super Nintendo, you know, people today, PS4 launched and had like, what, 15 launch titles?
Right? Yeah, right, right.
The one launched and it had maybe
two, if you're lucky.
I think the Xbox One had about the same amount, 15
roughly,
or so.
Yeah. You and then, you also got to throw in the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation
right,
Network
but
games.
But when consoles used to launch with like three games.
Right, yeah.
Because I remember when the Super Nintendo launched, it was like Super Mario World, Populous, and F-Zero.
Yeah, I didn't get a Super Nintendo at launch.
Maybe Pilot Wings was out there too.
Pilot Wings, yeah. Because Pilot Wings was originally just going to be a tech demo that this company produced.
Sure, yeah.
And Nintendo kind of pushed them to like, hey, if you could make a game out of this, that'd be totally rad.
That'd be great, thanks.
that company actually didn't even make video games. They helped code software for flight simulators, but they never made an actual
game. If you go back and play that game right now, it's very, very painful. But
yeah.
Mode
7 graphics. I mean, it
for that time, that was just, I mean,
right.
Wow.
This was a tech demo for the Super Nintendo. And I miss those days when like a new console came out, boom, whole world changed. And I will say, even though the Wii U is graphically inferior to the Xbox One and the PS4, the gamepad at least, you know, provides me, this is a whole different way of gaming. This is a whole different way of looking at gaming.
A whole new
right, it's a whole new world. Flying around on the carpet. Then the Xbox One or the PS4 offer me. I mean, no one cares about Kinect and motion controls
Not really.
And PS4.
No. Not yet. Until the,
right, yeah.
Because, I mean, as far as long as Kinect has been out, since it's been out since, like, what, 2010, I guess,
right.
or so?
Yeah.
There's never
been irrelevant since then.
There's never been a killer app for Kinect.
No. Star Wars game was a disaster.
And that was its best opportunity.
Anybody who would try to argue that there is, I'm going to laugh at you, because there's not there's not one. I mean, the best game that I played for Kinect was an Xbox Live arcade game called Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, I was about to say, you love some Fruit Ninja.
Would you complain on any other device in your
exactly.
house?
Exactly.
Or your pocket.
And I don't get near as sweaty.
Right, yeah.
But I don't even have to stand up to play it.
So, but yeah, I got to go with the, you know, and I remember very vividly, like most of my childhood memories, my earliest childhood memory is getting an NES.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was 4 years old. I have no right to remember that, but I just do. But Marty, what is your favorite video game?
Well, I actually had to go back and count all the Christmases. I did get video game systems.
Pong?
I remember in 1988 getting an NES for the first time, and I know it had already been out, but there was I had no interest in video games until I went over to a friend of mine's house and saw him playing Rad Racer, and I was just going, what
is
I've
that?
Never seen anything like that. You know, I always thought that up until that point,
and
I thought that video games were just something you did at the arcade.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was just and I'm like, did you buy an arcade? And he's like, no, it's Nintendo, and you put different games in. It just blew my mind.
Nintendo?
He showed me Super Mario World, and he was such a jerk that he would not let me play. He's like, you can watch.
What a jerk. Seriously.
There was one Christmas I got the Nintendo, and it was the one that came with the power pad and the zapper, so you got, you know, the three games.
At least you got the good one.
The Track Meet and Duck Hunt and Super Mario World. And also, I don't know why, I guess because my parents just was like, he would like this game. It's about a fat guy who breathes fire. They got me Karnov.
Karnov?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm one of five people who played Karnov.
I remember Karnov.
It was terrible.
Of course based on a Russian, like, fable, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the end boss, or in one of the levels of bad dudes.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
Then there was another Christmas that I got a Game Boy Color. I didn't even know they were out. And the game I got with it was Wario versus Bomberman. Which was a Bomberman style game, but it had Wario in it for some reason.
Yeah.
And then I got a couple of Christmases. My parents really surprised me as an adult and got me the year that Xbox 360 came out and nobody could find it.
Oh, wow.
They got me one. But
that's cool.
My mom knew that I wanted one and knew the supply constraints, and she tried to win one. She won one on eBay for $700.
And
this is what system?
The 360. Like that, you know, it just came out like November 22nd of that year.
Yeah.
Won one for $700, and the guy scammed her. So she went and bought another one for $700, ended up spending $1,400 on me for an Xbox 360.
Wow.
And I remember just laying in, I was upstairs laying in bed that night, and I was weeping because I realized how much money they had spent on me for Christmas, and that was one thing. They had given me tons of other stuff.
Did she get her $700 back from the scammer?
Yeah, she finally did.
Thank goodness.
But I mean, still $700 for a 360 is still a lot of money.
Well, that's about almost as much as an Xbox One or a PS3 was at launch.
Right. If you adjust that for inflation, that probably comes out.
Probably about right.
About 2 years later, they got me the MotorStorm bundle of PlayStation 3.
Oh, sweet.
And the original Nintendo DS, the silver one I got.
Oh, wow, really?
For one Christmas. But I think my greatest gaming memory from Christmas would be the year that Mega Man 3 came out. And
we need to do an entire here's this. When Smash Brothers comes out, let's do an entire episode about Mega Man.
Please,
because we probably could.
I freaking love Mega Man.
Well, you know, Capcom's not caring about it, so no. Somebody should.
Oh, no, wait. How many days do we have before they announce it?
Hang on. We've got
from the time of the recording comes
out. Let's see. This will come out on Monday the 23rd.
Yeah, right.
And so there's 8 days left in the year. And as of today, which is December 19th, they're saying, wait, yeah, the year of Mega Man's not over. We still have time. This is what they told somebody the other day. Yeah. No, we still have time. Don't judge us that we haven't done anything. We still have time for 2013. What are they going to announce days?
Nothing.
They have blown a year. They have blown the 25th anniversary of the mascot that basically built their company.
So I think that it's incredibly interesting that gaming could, you know, a video game system or a particular game could have so much impact on, you know, not just one person's formation as a child and an adult, but an entire generation of people. I think that's pretty incredible. I mean, you know, if you ask people to that are our age, you ask people what toys, you know, had an influence on them or they remember the most, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, early iterations of Barbie, you know, stuff like that. But video games, it's hands down Nintendo and Sega every single time.
I would absolutely not be the person I am today if I had not gotten that NES back in 1988.
I would almost go so far as to say that if the three of us had not gotten an NES or a Super NES in the way that we did, we would not be doing this show right now.
No,
no. I mean, we probably wouldn't be.
I mean, that kicked off. To me, it validated the fact that I could be a geek.
Yeah, you know? Right. Absolutely.
And even for people like us, and again, going back, I'm just realizing how many systems I got for Christmas when I was a kid. I got a TurboGrafx-16 one year for Christmas.
Good Lord.
I was like the only person I'm still the only person I know that ever had a TurboGrafx-16.
Yes, I know. I was just thinking,
you know, and listen, those were great, and I wish that they had gotten more. Gotten out there a little bit more.
They've become very big now for collectors because it's an easy system to get the entire library for.
Yes.
Right.
Except for like, there's like a few rare titles that are hard to get a hold of, but you can have a 99% complete collection for a TurboGrafx-16 relatively easy. Same reason Nintendo 64 has become popular amongst collectors. Because like, if you want to have a system in its full library, Nintendo 64, TurboGrafx-16, Virtual Boy. These are easy systems to get the full library.
When you only have to buy three games for the Virtual Boy, yeah. It's really
boom,
easy.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's like 14. Something like 14 games. What's funny is because, like, you know, Nintendo Power used to do those top 10
right.
games for each system. Like for
top
a while,
14.
For a while there, the Virtual Boy, it was almost like every game out for it was in the top 10. You know,
ranking them 1 through 12. All right. Gaming is important to us. We know it's important to you. So we want to hear from you over at JustUsGeeks.com and on Twitter. What are some of the most memorable holiday Christmas presents that you've had related to video gaming? We're really interested. We want to hear from you. Let us know. And we'll feature you over on the show somehow. All righty. Now we're going to pause and have a word from our sponsor.
Let's make something different for Santa this year. Cello Jigglers.
Yeah! Jiggler bells, jiggler stars, jigglers all the way.
Santa loves jigglers. Use your favorite holiday cookie cutters in the recipe on a box of Jell-O brand gelatin.
Oh, what fun these jigglers are when Santa's on his way. Hey!
Santa won't come till you're in bed. Happy holidays from Jell-O brand gelatin.
Santa won't miss just one. Oh, Bill. Oh, boy.
Why, even Santa himself wanted to thank Chester.
Look, a sleigh.
Ho, ho, ho. Chester, my favorite corn dog.
Oh, hey there, Santa.
Thanks to you, holiday workers everywhere can say Merry Christmas and toss out those nasty Xmas banners.
And I can have my own pony.
Well, shucks, I was just doing what any batter-dipped all-beef American Frank would do.
With no more war on Christmas, I can spread my cheer over everyone. Now, I must have something in my bag for a corndog as good as you.
Oh boy, spicy Dijon mustard! This will make for one hot get-up!
That's no pony!
Thanks, Santa! I'm happy to help, but I've gotta run!
In the end, Molly got her pony, but it starved because orphans can't afford to feed ponies. As for Chester, well, he certainly did save Christmas.
Merry Christmas! You filthy animal!
Joining me this evening for episode 144 is one Logan Barnes, not Logan Johnson.
Nope, not Logan Johnson. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I still don't understand why I did
that. Why did you do that?
I don't know, Logan. Joining us also this week is one clean Mike Logan Johnson.
Logan Johnson?
Logan
yeah,
Johnson.
Who's Logan Johnson?
I don't know. Probably some dip and dong lover. Logan Barnes.
Do I look like a Johnson?
that's stop it. You just, it's like a softball. James is over there trying not to say anything because they hadn't introduced him yet. He's like, love you, buddy. Just a normal day at
love
the
you
office.
Too. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Whoa. Whoa.
Chester.
Speaking of Chester, hey, James, how's it going?
You were the worst segues.
That was a terrible segue, but yeah, all right.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, you weren't here last week when we did Chester Saves Christmas, and you're all upset about it or something.
I am a little upset about it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We know that you...
It was funny.
I hope you've been working on your Corny the corn dog, Chester's... brother.
Turkey dog brother.
That will appear at some point in the new year.
I mean, it just depends on what kind of a direction we want to take it in. I could do the high up like Chester, or we do the low gruff and tough.
I don't know. Yeah. Monkey's kind of like this. He's a couple of french fries short of a Happy Meal, maybe. I don't know.
Tater tots.
Is it tater tots?
Tater tots. That's what you have with a corn dog.
That's what a four-year-old has with a corn dog, but it's fine. Well, there's someone else here, too, but we can't talk about him.
Hey, Gov.
That sounded really echoey, Gov. Do it again.
With more echo.
There's a big echo at the end of that.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's by design.
Sure it is. It's fine.
So your sadness echoes throughout the ages.
Oh, man, that's just terrible. All right, so...
Somebody needs to water your shirt before we get started.
My sweet Hawaiian shirt. It's raining outside.
Please don't
so.
Speak ill of his Hawaiian attire.
It's all he's got going for
it's
him.
It's all he has left. I mean, Matt.
Love you, Logan.
Matt cannot be with us this week. Merry Christmas. We hope you had a great Christmas. This is your belated Christmas present. We hope you're enjoying the holidays.
Happy day to everyone.
Yes, happy holidays.
Consider
to all.
This your nope, after just dinner
day,
mint.
Just happy day.
Well,
to
it's
everyone.
A day to you. It's December 26th to you, but that's fine.
It's Boxing Day. Let's all pack our stuff up.
Oh, it is Boxing Day. I don't understand that.
Get it
day.
All down.
When I was a kid, I thought people beat on each other.
Yeah, it's when Australians go fight kangaroos.
No.
That's not it?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry if I offended any Australians.
G'day.
G'day, mate. You guys did an awesome job of answering our Tweet the Geeks question of the week this week. So, you know, like, thanks for doing that and hanging out with us.
A lot of responses.
Oh, yeah. Lots of folks responded. Because it's about Christmas music.
Yeah. Everybody's in it.
Except for James. He's just taking his hair, his ears off. He's like, what's this Christmas crap?
I don't want to hear it, man.
Yeah, it's fine. All right. So this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week. We'll do Tweet the Geeks before we talk about it ourselves. I think that's pretty fair. This week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week is this. What is your all-time favorite Christmas movie? Lots of answers were similar.
Yeah.
Obviously. But in the segment coming up after the break, we'll talk about Christmas movies. We'll give you the top grossing Christmas movies since 1980. The number one will surprise the crap out of you, I promise.
Top grossing Christmas movie?
Yes. Made the most money in their entire run since 1980 till, I guess it's the box. No, it's this year because it does include that horrible Kirk Cameron movie. We'll get to those after the break. But as always, thank you for your responses on Facebook and Twitter, which you can do yourself every single week at JustUsGeeks.com. You can join us on Facebook, Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, and over on Twitter as well, at JustUsGeeks. So definitely make sure you're hanging out with us there if you're not already doing so. The vast majority of you are already doing so, so that's really cool.
Merry Christmas.
Be glad that thing's not fried. That's all I got to say. Night away. This song has everything to do with my answer for it.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Never mind.
No, we'll get there. What do you want to do? You want to talk about Halloween music or something? I mean, you want to talk about like slasher films or something because you hate Jesus and Christmas.
Let's talk about burning Christmas trees, guys.
No.
I never said anything about hating religion.
Oh, you didn't say that at all, but it's fine. We know you do. All right. Over on Facebook, you guys answered overwhelmingly. Thanks again for doing so. Our friend Jada Clark said, A Muppet Christmas Carol and Home Alone. Have you ever seen A Muppet Christmas Carol?
Yes.
It's really good.
Which version?
A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Which version?
The original
the
version.
The one with the Muppets in it.
And yeah, the Christmas Carol.
The full screen version.
No.
The full screen version has the entire movie. The widescreen version has songs cut out of it.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Why
is that?
Don't ask me, ask Disney.
Oh, well,
but like there's like two songs cut out of the widescreen version, and I think when they put it out on Blu-ray 2 or 3 years ago,
yeah,
they didn't put them back in. They're gone forever unless you
holy
got
crap
a DVD
the original
version.
You
have to get a DVD version or a VHS version, then it has to be the full screen version.
Oh my
to get
gosh.
The whole thing.
Maybe it was for time or something. I don't know.
It must have been what it was.
Headphones. That's not cool.
They're like, and okay, one of them was like the Michael Caine song. Remember that song? I don't remember what it was called. It was Christmas.
So it was in
something Christmas.
They were in the theatrical release,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Maybe the songs were just bad.
No, they were good songs.
Huh. That's so crazy.
That's what I meant by what version. If she had the widescreen version, then she is missing a couple songs.
Huh. Well, I'm going to look into that.
Maybe you should look into that.
I think I will. Our friend Vicky Chan. Hi, Vicky Chan. We haven't heard from you in a while over at JusticeGeeks.com. Vicky Chan said Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween movie.
It's both.
It's both.
Yeah. It's really both, and it's so both. Weird that it's both. I mean,
I would watch it. It's good for that gap between Halloween and Christmas.
See, that's
it's
my
a
thought.
Thanksgiving
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
That and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Two Thanksgiving movies.
It's a great movie.
That is,
movie. Our friend and founder of JusticeGeeks.com and the Justice Geeks podcast, Marty Estes, said Christmas Vacation or A Christmas Story. Boy, those are vastly different films.
I've only seen one of those.
We know that, but you do.
We're going to get into
you
that
do
later.
Like Christmas Vacation, right?
My wife likes Christmas Vacation.
Okay, I don't.
if that's what you mean,
I don't even know you anymore.
No, you don't.
Our friend Michael Barnes said Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Die Hard is a Christmas film.
Michael Barnes.
Wait, one,
is that my brother?
One Logan Barnes's brother?
I don't know. Let's look and see.
Is that Michael Jordan Barnes?
Maybe. Must be. He's friends with you on Facebook.
So, how many Michael Barneses are you friends with on Facebook?
Two, my dad and him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, which one is it?
Is there a sleek, white-haired man?
No,
is
he's got a frog as his cover photo.
Is it junior or
yeah,
senior?
that's my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
James, you have to go die for a moment so we can talk about his answer.
That's fine.
Our friend Jeff Swindle said, A Christmas Story. We watch it every year. I think it's great that TBS, I know they used to. My dad used to watch the consecutive 24 hours of Christmas stories.
They still do it.
They still do it?
Yeah. Well, they did it last year.
So dumb.
I don't know what it is about that movie. You just want
to not watch it.
I enjoy it.
It's a cult classic. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Dane Wright said Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Sinbad.
Sinbad is yeah. in that.
Ooh, Sinbad.
God.
And the guy who would go on to ruin Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
George Lucas?
No.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jake Lloyd, the kid that played young Anakin in the first episode one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jeremy Weather said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, no doubt about it.
But everybody denies Christmas Vacation too.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, made straight for TV.
It's
Randy Quaid and that family like get trapped on a deserted island or something.
God, you know what's interesting? We were talking about this at work today. Randy Quaid
went crazy.
Became his character from Christmas Vacation.
Well, just from vacation movies in general.
Yeah, yeah. He became that guy in real life.
Fame destroys people. I said that.
I don't know if Randy Some Quaid people. Really. His brother's famous and he's okay.
I don't know. I think his wife drove him to that craziness about the secret society that the
he moved
star
to
killers.
Canada so they wouldn't find him and.
Nobody was looking money. For him.
That was
anyway.
What I said. Like, did we really miss him?
No.
Can we make a podcast that's like Serial, but it's about the descent of Randy Quaid? Just hidden.
We'll just do a lot of research and
be real short. We'll call that a shorty. It's fine. Our friend Matthew Malone said, "Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas."
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I think it's about us. We're a jug band. No, I've seen that. It's a puppet. I don't know if it's a Muppet or it's a puppety thing.
It's a puppety thing.
Yeah. Okay. Our friend Clay Chapman said, "It's a Wonderful Life." James Stratton?
That is not a Christmas movie.
Bazinga.
It came out in July.
Still a Wonderful Life.
The opposite of Christmas.
Did you really just say Bazinga, Josh?
Yeah, and I hate that joke.
Really did that.
I
hate you for saying it.
When did that movie come out?
I hate me for saying it. 1942.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Hitler was featured in that film.
I was like, why would you release a Christmas movie?
It's not a Christmas movie. It's just a movie that happens to take place around Christmas.
It's about the holidays. My God, Clarence is his dad, for God's sake.
You can have a Christmas theme. You don't have to have a...
But it's really played now...
It's only played at Christmas time.
Well, now it's really played more for like New Year's because you know at the end it's the old Lang Syne.
They showed it. They showed it last weekend or something.
They're forcing crap on us.
Well, I didn't watch it, and I forcibly changed the channel and was like, I don't need
Christmas
this in my
and New
life.
Year's is just like one big holiday.
The Simpsons
Thanksgiving is also in that.
The
now.
Simpsons this week had interesting a sort of a dig at the commercialism of Christmas in part of their episode. Homer gets in trouble for being out late. It's really Moe's fault. Marge kicks him out on Christmas, so he goes to this party that like the mall employees are doing that are like elves and Santas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's walking around with a beer, and he runs into like the Pumpkin King, and he says, "Well, what are you doing here?" And the guy dressed up like the Pumpkin King says, "We start pushing for Halloween December 26th." It's pretty much true. I mean, it's all kind of run together. Emily, our good friend, my really good friend.
You know Emily?
Yeah, pretty well, actually.
That's cool. She's like right there, right?
No, she's right over there. And she's our new editor at JusticeGeeks.com.
Hey, congratulations.
She had no choice.
She did.
Oh, okay.
I offered her the position. She said, yeah. She said Love Actually, which is one of my favorite
films.
Yeah,
I forget about that one being actually.
There are so many good folks in it.
Christmas movie.
Liam Neeson's in it.
I've never seen that.
Colin Firth is in it. Alan Rickman is in it. Bill Nye's in it.
Andrew Lincoln is he in it?
Andrew Lincoln is in it. That's the postcard.
Yeah.
Where he's like at Keira Knightley's door.
I've never seen it, but I know he's in it. Is he British in it?
Is he British in it?
Yes, he's himself in it.
Okay.
Or not himself, but not like, hey, stuff and things on the cards.
He's not Rick Grimes.
No, he's not Rick Grimes. Okay. Martin Freeman is in it. All kinds of great
Did you guys see that director's other movie? It was About Time.
And they did one about New York, Love in New York or Love in Paris or something like that. They've done like kind of films like that, and they're okay. They're not as good as Love Actually.
I don't know. About Time was really good.
Oh, really? I did not see that one. Huh. That's cool. I'm checking out.
The wife has it. I'll bring it to you. It's not Christmas, but it's just a really good movie. I just
sappy love story?
No, it's actually kind of funny.
Well, that guy tells a story very well.
Yeah. He can really tell a story.
Yeah.
Who's the director?
The guy that did Love Actually.
Oh, okay.
The Love Actually guy.
Bing bada bong.
I don't know if there's a name or something.
No, we don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Logan's mom said Polar Express.
Logan's mom.
Hey, let's give
Thanks
her a shout out.
Cake.
Thank you for the cake.
Let's get a Polar Express cake.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do, guys. You've made it work last time.
Can she do a red velvet cake? That'd be delicious.
Yeah, she does them all the time.
She does a really good red velvet cake.
Red velvet cake.
I can't talk tonight.
I can't talk either. It's okay. It's because it's so cold outside.
It's not that. It's only 36. It's
Baby,
not cold.
It's cold outside.
It's not that bad.
Hey, what's in this drink?
That's not funny.
No.
That's in the song.
It really is in the song.
What?
Yeah. Hey, what's in this drink? Baby, it's cold outside.
I don't pay attention to that, apparently.
It is the creepiest song ever.
Yeah. It's super creepy. It's
because persistence pays off in that song.
Wow, that's horrible. All right, over on Twitter, you guys responded as well. You're horrible. You're a horrible human being.
I'm speaking the truth.
You wrote that song.
I'm speaking the truth.
Our friend Eric Plunk said, no movie gets me in the Christmas mood more than Home Alone. It gives me that warm, fuller wet the bed feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
You drank
fuller
so much
wet
Pepsi.
The bed. Stinking Pepsi.
That Pepsi will do it.
Original Pepsi with a humongo can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just could not
He just chugged it. He just kept
chugging
it.
Stupid fuller. Corey Hanna said, Christmas Vacation, duh. Our friend Admiral Crunch said Admiral Crunch.
Captain Crispy.
Going back to Home Alone, wasn't the kid who drank the Pepsi, isn't that Macaulay Culkin's
brother? That's his brother. Yeah. That's Kieran Culkin.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not messed up in life, but not as cool as Macaulay Culkin is now. He says, a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the perfect homemade eggnog of laughs, drama, and tears. Yep. Our friend Big Dan Marsh said, Die Hard. Big Dan, he's there. Die Hard. I'm not surprised Dan said Die Hard.
None of us can talk tonight.
It's fine. our friend RJ Sill said, favorite Christmas movie? Probably Home Alone or Home Alone 3?
Three? The one with the remote control car?
What do they do in 3?
I don't know, but
it's a different family. It's a different kid, and he is fighting off terrorists,
yeah,
who have hidden a computer chip on a remote control car.
Listen,
and it ended up going to his neighbor's house, and he went and shoveled that woman snow and got.
Listen, here's the bottom line.
Is it the little kid from Liar Liar?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
here's the bottom line. It stops being canon after 2, yeah. And I know there are more than 3 Home Alones, yeah. So it's. Who?
Then it's just a spinoff.
Yeah. Did you guys see Home Alone in the theaters? Did you see it in the theater?
I didn't see it.
Yes.
Both of them. I don't think I was born then.
You weren't. You're 4. Let's see. EB underscore Twitmus said to RJ Sills, wrong. Your favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. That's a better choice than Home Alone 3. Let's see here. Our,
I think anything would be a better choice than
Home Alone 3.
Well, you know, it's fun. Yeah. We'll get back to that in a second. Our friend and contributor at JusticeGeeks.com, Philip Jackson, said, I don't have a favorite Christmas movie, but I don't worry, I'm not Shrek.
Wow. You're welcome, James.
The fans are taking shots at you now.
I don't look like Shrek, people. Come on.
He really doesn't look like Shrek.
It's not your face on the banner this week. Don't let me forget, your face is going on the banner this week.
Cool.
You'll shoot your eye.
Can't wait.
Our friend and sometimes co-host Jamie Hanna said, Christmas Vacation, definitely. Quote, I'm sorry, this is our family's first kidnapping. That's a very great quote from Christmas Vacation. Our friend Shannon Bishop said, I have to say Christmas Vacation. So there is a crap load of Christmas Vacation.
People like that Chevy Chase.
That Chevy Chase. Boy, is he a douchebag. All right, we want to hear from you over at Justice Geeks. Like, Chevy Chase.
He did that AMA on Reddit this week. And
I saw it.
It was kind of funny.
He was somebody else.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was just trying
everybody
to defend
from that
the guy.
Era kind of turned mean at some point.
It's all the jokes. In my younger days, Bart used to say that I look like Chevy Chase.
You don't look anything like Chevy Chase.
I never saw it. He was like, he looked just like Chevy Chase. I was like, I've never looked anything like Chevy Chase.
Well, apparently our listenership thinks you look like Shrek.
Well, that's because of that.
That one. It was that one. Yeah. It was that guy right there.
It was me.
You perpetrated it. You said it.
Yeah.
I carried it on. Yeah.
He keeps bringing it up.
And you. I hate you guys.
Well, we're gonna.
It's not like I foul and whiffed you or anything.
That's
like
true.
That.
Yeah. That's true.
It's fine.
Hey, it's because you're so much taller than me. I feel like Donkey.
I don't know. All right, so we want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. We're going to talk about our favorite Christmas movies, but if you didn't get an opportunity to respond, let us know over Twitter at JusticeGeeks or as well over at Facebook, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. You know what would be a great holiday gift for us here at JusticeGeeks.com? If you'd invite all of your family and friends to like us on Facebook and go over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review of the podcast, that'd be great. So go on over to iTunes, leave that for us. That'd be good stuff.
Subscribe.
Or red velvet cake.
Or send us red velvet cake that's not made of blood or anything weird like that.
That cake is a lie.
Yes, that cake is a lie. All right, Matt, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie, I've got a couple. I do like A Christmas Story. That one comes on TBS. James has never seen it. I don't understand.
Never.
I don't understand.
What's your version to it?
How he's lived.
Tell
this
us.
Long.
Tell
What's
us
my
what your
version to it yeah. is that I never had the want or, you know, desire to watch it. And then I went, 20 years and didn't see it. And I was like, Why break a streak? And
well,
so,
I didn't see it until I was a teenager.
I actively avoid it now.
Well, a lot of people actively avoided it at the box office when it came out. It was not a success when it came out.
Even when the local theater does the play, they've done it, 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
I actively avoid not going.
Dan is always big Ralphie.
You avoid not going?
I avoid The speaking of the words are not working tonight, Logan. Leave me alone.
What is it about that movie that just makes TBS do a 24-hour
run of it
every year?
Did you shoot your eye out?
No.
Okay.
Do I do? I mean,
I don't know. Do they all wiggle? Wiggle them.
I can't wiggle them. I can cross them.
Because you shot them out. That's why.
When he wiggles them, his little Shrek antennas wiggle too.
When we're done with this, you can punch him in the face.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can punch him right in.
Can we get a mic on it too so everybody can just hear it?
What was that thing I said I was going to say?
Dippin' dongs?
Yeah.
You said it already.
Oh, I did say it already.
Right
in there in the freeze-dried ones.
There you go. But probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Okay.
Probably my favorite one has got to be Scrooged, Bill Murray.
Scrooged is a good film,
love
man.
Love that movie.
You know, like,
is that a Christmas movie?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I've never watched it.
Really?
Well, it is Bill Murray being Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix right now if you've never seen it. It's definitely one you should check out.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's fine that you don't care for Christmas movies. We're not gonna
like a
push
Christmas
you
Carol, and Bill Murray is Ebenezer.
You know,
Scrooge,
I've seen the story like of a
TV
Christmas Carol.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen most of it. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing. But
oh, it's so funny.
I missed out on it, and I've seen most of it. It's probably not going to be as funny now because I've seen bits and pieces throughout the years.
You should check it out. Watch it all at once.
It's good.
Yeah.
I love it.
So those are yours. I mean, like, do you have?
It's hard for me to pick like just one.
Well, first of all, before
better than everything.
Before I like ask you for a top three or something like that, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to like redeem yourself from last week. Did you think about any like TV show Christmas specials?
No, we didn't.
That you liked or anything else?
Because we were talking about it
after the podcast, and you're like, oh, The Office and stuff like that.
Oh well, yeah, The Office.
The Office Christmas specials were pretty great.
Yeah. Every episode of that show was pretty great.
Yeah. Is Michael Scott and that Sbarro pizza. It's just hilarious.
Gotta get me a New York slice.
Runs to Sbarro. Sbarro's really good. I just saying.
Okay. Have you been to the one in the mall?
Look, man, I went there today. If I'm ever like hankering for pizza and I'm there, they're huge pieces of pizza, and they're cheese pizza you can't go wrong with.
You get your money's worth. I mean, it's like an entire pizza.
Okay, if you're down there in the mall and you're like, I should get something to eat, go to the left like 10 more feet and go to Seaside.
I don't know what that is.
It's a fry shack, and you can get any kind of fries you want.
I'm thinking you should just go all the way to the right and get a whole bunch of cookies, because that's usually what I do. Like, that's the only reason I go in the mall now.
Go to Jimmy Seaside. It's really good.
I always go to the Magic Walk.
That place is still open after 45 years in business. It's the same little old wrinkly ladies in
every time.
All right. So, favorite food. Favorite holiday food.
We're getting off topic here.
So, what's one of your favorite?
Favorite what?
Favorite movies. Like, the ones that you absolutely have to watch. Maybe not your favorite, but like you really feel like you want to watch them every year during the holidays.
Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas. Scrooged. Christmas Story. I usually watch that about two or three times during that, and that's really all I got right now.
Cool. Logan, what about you?
Moving on.
Oh, as far as Christmas movies go, I really like The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
I watched the first 45 minutes of that the other night because it was on and I was working and it was on, and I hadn't seen it since I was a kid.
There's like five of them now.
Three.
Yeah. Yes.
There's three.
Let's just stop a minute and think about this. Santa dies in their front yard.
Yep.
Disappears.
Like first 30 minutes of the movie.
It's a dark movie.
Dead Santa.
Ding dong, Santa's dead. He melted in the yard. And then Tim Allen's just Santa Claus. I mean, it's not bad. It is what it is. But it's like,
how did it happen?
It gets weirder.
Off the roof or something.
Yeah, because Tim Allen's like, "Hey, get off my roof!" And he's like, "Boo!" And
falls off. Does.
Yeah.
But it gets weirder. Like in the second one, he makes the plastic clone of himself.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember that.
And then, like, to beat him, they melt him, don't they? Isn't that what they do to him? Don't they melt him?
I think so.
Like Terminator.
And then they shrink him back down to toy size.
Everyone can see your thumbs up sinking gesture, Matt.
But it was really good. He did really good. I knew that I was transported.
Matt just Terminator'd right now.
T2.
That's another one of my favorite Christmas movies.
What, Terminator 2?
just wait. They're going to ruin it for you with Genesis.
Yeah. Oh, have you guys watched that?
I haven't watched the trailer.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. Is up on JusticeGeeks.com. So go check it out.
I will go check it out at JusticeGeeks.com.
We have all the trailers.
It's
bad.
Did you look at speaking of new trailer, did you look at the new Mad Max trailer? Like the new one?
It's also up on JusticeGeeks.com.
It looks awesome.
Another great Christmas movie.
I think that is the best surprise of the year, to be really honest. I can't believe how good it is.
Tom Hardy's
awesome.
I'm thinking the best surprise of next year is going to be Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh, yeah. I meant this year.
Did you get that one yet?
Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Yeah, that trailer came out yesterday. It was a very quiet release of a trailer.
Well, it'll be up on the website over the weekend.
I'm sorry, I did not text you and let you know about it.
You should.
Tom Hardy's in Mad Max?
Yeah, Tom Hardy is Mad Max.
Hello, I am Mad Max.
Yes.
Some other creepy guy's got a Bane face in there. And it's
he does.
He does. Yourself to the world.
It's going
to
be weird, though. He's going to play another DC villain.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either.
But I tell you what, I like Tom Hardy though. He's a great actor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't find fault with him in The Dark Knight. It wasn't him. It was Nolan.
My fault was with Nolan.
Yeah, it really was. But that trailer does look awesome. I was not expecting to like it at all.
Yeah, that new trailer looks so good.
Like, I hope Crazy Mel Gibson is happy.
I really hope that Crazy Mel actually gets a cameo. I know he's not, but
They might. He might get worked in there.
What's his name? George Miller. He said no.
Oh,
okay. Now it's just so sad about that. I was like, come on.
Well, the trailer looks awesome. You should check it out for sure. So I'm sorry
we're derailing the conversation.
It's fine. So it's not Mad Max, I guess. No, it's not. Okay, so what is?
I just don't watch a lot of Christmas movies.
Why is that?
We can't all just have it together at any time.
No.
But, I watched them a lot when I was a kid, but not a lot of that just carried over.
It's My Little Pony Christmas's magic.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
I do, yeah. Yeah, but we don't, get together and watch Christmas movies or anything like that.
Christmas Story?
We just sort of get together on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and give each other presents and say Merry Christmas.
Is there movies on while you're doing that?
No, we usually play, Wii Bowling or we play cards with each other. We actually interact with each other instead of watching a box.
Why would you talk to each other?
Guys, there's this thing called Christmas dinner that's eaten at a table and not in front of a television, and you talk with your family members and interact with them and catch up on the year.
That sounds stupid. I'm just gonna go to work.
Yeah. I saw a funny
I'm going with James.
I saw a funny Onion article the other day.
You guys can just come with me.
Yay!
Family has strict no smartphone rule while eating dinner in front of television.
I saw that too. I saw that you posted that, and I was like, that doesn't look like an okay. I got you.
There we go.
It's fine. James hates Christmas.
Yes, I do.
That's fine. We're going to use your knowledge in a moment.
I've got my favorite movies, though.
Well, what are they? Let's hear them.
So you like Christmas movies?
Well, they're...
James likes movies a lot, which is great.
As much as they could be for Christmas movies. I like Lethal Weapon and Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, Lethal Weapon! I totally forgot about that.
Both of those take place... The first two take place
on Christmas. Yes.
Gremlins. The very first Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Don't feed him after midnight.
Scared the ever-loving mess out of me.
Me too, as a kid. Because
my grandfather rented me that movie when I was just a kid, when it was a new release.
He was senile.
No, he looked at the cover and was just like, because the cover was just Gizmo.
Yeah.
Gizmo,
like,
oh, that's cute. It's PG. I'll get it for him. Why do you creeped me out? The whole time he was watching, we're like, I don't think we should be watching this. I'm like, I don't know. It looks good.
I think we're not going to turn it off or I'm going to get Mogwai out here and eat you.
And then after it was done, he literally had to do, at the end of the movie, it says, so before you go to bed, turn on all the lights, check under the bed, look in all the closets because there could be a gremlin in your house. He had to do that in every room of the house.
Oh, man.
Because I was terrified. I think I'm 7 when this movie came out on VHS.
Why is it that when we were kids, adults were really stupid about their movie choices for us?
Well, like I said, the box art, it was a cute and cuddly Mogwai.
It was misleading.
And it just said gremlins. He looked on the back. They don't show a gremlin on the back of the original box art. And it just said PG. He was like, all right. It's a PG movie. I'll get it for him.
It's a very hard PG.
This isn't Christmas related, but that's why I watched all the Revenge of the Nerds movies when I was
12.
Yeah, but that one, the first one was R.
Yeah, I know.
Those are raunchy.
Yeah, I know.
R for raunchy.
I know. I
lethal, the Lethal Weapon movies were the first rated R movies. My parents were like, hey, you can watch these.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. God, they're good movies.
I went and saw Mortal Kombat in theaters when
PG-13,
it came out.
PG-13,
oh, man.
PG-13.
I watched that movie. I played Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo, okay, though.
Oh, so. We did, too.
And I watched that movie as a kid and fell in love with it and watched it as an adult, so, and it was horrible.
Have you watched the remake, like the TV, the web show Legacy?
Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat Legacy. There's two seasons.
Does it take place at Christmas?
Is it animated?
No, they're live action and they're awesome. It'll get you back into liking Mortal Kombat.
I don't know if that's possible.
Watch them.
It's not.
They're all available on YouTube.
It's fine.
You can watch both seasons on YouTube.
I just remembered another Christmas
franchise
movie.
Still going?
What's that?
Yeah, the next one comes out next year.
Okay.
Puppet Master versus the Demonic Toys.
That's just
Puppet Master, really?
Puppet Master. That's a great series. I have all the figures of the Puppet Master.
I wouldn't
guys.
Say it's great.
I like it.
I'd say it's
like
a series.
It. But it's
something.
It's a funny movie because the demonic toys are like doing this ritual that takes place at midnight on Christmas. So like they're doing this dramatic countdown and it's like 30 minutes to Christmas, and then it'll cut to one that says like 5 minutes to Christmas, and they just go on and on in smaller increments, and it's really funny buildup. Huh.
That's another movie that I liked that's Christmas themed. It opens at Christmas and ends at Christmas, but it's the Robin Williams movie Toys.
Yeah.
With LL Cool J.
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh? What are your favorite Christmas
movies? I didn't really kind of get into my specials last week because we didn't really talk about like television shows. All of the Bob's Burgers Christmas episodes are great. The newest one came out last week, and it's divine. I'll go on and plug this here so I can say that I did. Gentlemen, we're at war. We're at war with our former friends from the I Heard That Was Good podcast.
Oh, they're not our friends anymore?
No,
I heard that was bad.
Yeah, we heard that was bad. You know why? Because this week on episode 105 of I Heard That Was Good, they featured in an interview that they got to do with H. John Benjamin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well,
they won.
And
they
And
they don't even like Bob's Burgers as much as we
He's
do.
He's the voice of Bob from Bob's Burgers.
And Archer. And
yeah.
Pretty much every funny voice in the past 10 years.
Like Coach McGurk from Home Movies.
Yeah. And what I garnered...
Ooh, those guys, rascals.
What I garnered from that interview is that he's just Bob.
Yeah.
Bob Belcher in real life.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty good. You should go check it out at IHeardThatWasGood.com and then burn their houses down. So it's fine.
We do not condone the burning down of houses.
Don't do that.
It's prank war. That's what it is. It's prank war.
That's not really a prank. That's
arson.
That's a federal offense.
You can burn someone's house down as a prank.
You can burn their life.
You can corn dog them.
What?
No. You know how Sonic...
Let's see where he goes with this.
Okay.
Go continue. On.
You know how Sonic sells those dollar corn dogs. Like
I'm sorry, you said
and
Sonic
then.
And I was thinking of the Blue Hedgehog. Yeah, I was like, what does he do?
What's he do?
He's like, oh, I got that theme today. I'm like, it is.
I thought maybe that was like the spinny thing. It's called corn dogging or something.
That is not what it is. That is not what it is.
Corn dogging them good. Continue.
It's
going to get him with a dip a dong.
You can't say anything. We're not going to let you talk.
I'm not going to even...
You're done.
Yeah. Corn dogging is whatever you want it to be. It's a magical unicorn.
Yeah.
I love it. I like corn dog them.
I like that as well. No, what is it really?
You go to Sonic... And you curl up in a little ball.
In the car, person bumps into you, and your rings fly everywhere. Onion rings.
They should really partner with Sega for that.
They shouldn't. Sega's dead to me.
But no, you buy a bunch of corn dogs from Sonic because they usually sell them for really cheap. And you know how you fork people's yards by putting corn dogs in it, so every wild animal in the neighborhood comes and just tears up their yard and eats these corn
almost
dogs.
Almost think it would be funnier.
That's a good idea.
Almost think it'd be funnier to just like run up to somebody and be like, Hey, slap him in the face with a corn dog.
Just say, hey, make sure you dip it in mustard too.
Oh, yeah. And then go, corn dog or something like that.
You're getting an old fashioned corn dog.
That sounds like potato sacking, but that's a story for another day.
That's an after the holidays story. All right. Don't corn dog Tim and Carson.
No. That's allowed. Don't burn their house down.
Okay.
Well, corn dog
stick to toilet paper.
We'll Carson basically has a Jarvis unit built into his house. He has a smart house, so I'm sure
that... Whoa.
Yeah. Corn dogs detected on the front lawn. Yeah.
Demolishing corn dogs. Yeah.
So, Blue Hedgehog comes out of nowhere and clunks them up.
He demolishes chili dogs.
Why? What is the deal with the chili dogs? I never got that.
It was the cartoon.
I know, but yeah. I never with Urkel stupid. As the voice.
It was
that's the worst choice of all time.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Are you talking about Sonic?
Yes. Yeah. Urkel was the voice of Sonic.
Yeah. Sonic Underground.
Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Jaleel
Underground. Yeah. Yep.
Corn dog it on out of here. All right. I'm going to corn dog to my favorite ones now. my favorite. Oh, God.
Get it together, guys. Come on.
Come on.
Why?
Be professional.
Gotta go get
We're not professional.
We got to go get corn dogs after this. My favorite.
Half-price shakes after 8 p.m.
I know.
Back to Christmas.
Yeah. Back to Christmas.
Aw.
One of my favorite.
You just made me sad.
One of my favorite Christmas movies is Chester the Corn Dog. Saved Christmas. <It's> not. But wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm gonna save Christmas.
Chester the corn dog.
I guess it could have been. Sorry, strike that. Reverse it. It's Corny the corn dog saves Christmas.
Contains scenes of intense corn dogging.
Rated PG-13.
Get your parents' permission.
Logan can't breathe. Look at him.
That's twice tonight.
Logan's dead.
That's twice tonight, and before was funnier than this, too, so it's fine.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'll quit trying to be professional,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah. So, okay. So, to me, I'm kind of with you, Matt. Like, to me, really, like, for some reason, I guess just it's the nostalgia of being of the kid.
The corn dog.
No, it's Home Alone. Like, I guess because, you know, we were kids at the same time. Macaulay Culkin was a kid and did that movie. And it was just great. Home Alone 1 and 2 for me, like, we bought them on Blu-ray last year, and it was easily the best purchase of the year. I mean, so, like, as we were decorating the tree the other day, he's just losing it over there.
This guy. He's lost. Gotta leave. He's got to get up and leave.
He's lost his corn dogs.
Catherine O'Hara, is that her name?
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah.
She's great.
We were trying to explain to people the other day, to the kids the other day, like, what would you have seen her in? Nothing else.
Well, you would have heard her in A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep.
In Beetlejuice. She was
in Beetlejuice.
But Home Alone 1 and 2.
She was in Orange County.
She was in Orange
County.
Really?
Yeah, she was the mom.
Yeah. Hmm. I had the talk boy from Home Alone 2.
I did too. Yeah. I still have it. It still works.
It's worth a buttload of money.
I always wanted one of those.
It's worth like $500.
I've got the deluxe, the extendable.
I had one of those.
It's like a red thing with a microphone.
No,
they were silver.
The silver.
Oh,
yeah,
the silver?
Okay. Yeah, they
you
were silver.
You need to sell that Joker on eBay, my friend.
Because I have, it still works and everything.
Merry
with
Christmas
the original
tape. With the original tape.
With the original tape.
Get, leave here and go do that. You will have a happy Christmas. It'll be fine. You done there, corn dog?
I was unaware that that was,
yeah,
that was worth
out,
money.
Check out the eBay.
They only made like 100 of them.
Oh, no, they didn't. They made more than that. Are you using one of my good glasses?
Yeah,
don't
he
you
is.
Break
he's
that over
he's
there.
Using classy glasses.
Oh, thanks for getting me something to drink.
Yeah,
Logan.
Thanks, buddy. Because you know, this is empty.
So for me, it's Home Alone and A Christmas Story.
Definitely.
I did not discover Christmas Story until much later on in my life. As like a preteen, I guess we discovered it. I had no idea that was even a thing. I just think it's hilarious.
It just sucks me in. Like, no matter how many times I watch it, there's still parts of it that
and that's why
that
I think the TBS thing, the whole thing is just funny to me. And like the dynamic of the mother and the father.
Yeah.
I appreciate it now on a whole other level as an adult with children.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but to me, it's just, I love that movie. It just says the holidays to me.
Yeah.
They actually made that house into a museum,
really?
Which I think is awesome, a Christmas Story museum.
It's relatable because the holidays are very stressful.
Yeah. The one role that I really, really want to play in a straight play is the old man in A Christmas Story.
I'd like to be Scott Farkas.
Scott Farkas. My God, yellow eyes.
He had yellow eyes.
My God.
Are you going to cry now?
Our good friend Sam Lee was Scott Farkas, I believe, when they did it.
Really?
When the first time they did it, yeah. He was... Huh. He was
a wee lad.
Yeah.
Do you wear the raccoon hat?
Probably.
Nice.
That's probably his own raccoon hat with shorts.
Yeah, that kid was flip-flops. Terrifying looking.
So for me, really though, like I can't get my holidays started off right unless it's Home Alone. Like if I were to somehow sneak up and watch Home Alone during the middle of the year, I'd be like, well, I'm ruined till Christmas.
What year was that? Home Alone.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. 91?
Something like that. 92, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Elf also is another great Christmas story.
I've never seen that.
With Will Ferrell, we have to watch it here because my kid loves it. She loves it. They're doing NBC.
Is it family friendly?
Yes. Zooey Deschanel, James Caan, Will Ferrell.
Jimmy Caan.
Yeah. NBC's doing a claymation of a new telling of Elf, like a continuation of the story this year.
Oh, like the because it bookends with claymation.
I think I saw that today.
Who's they're going to do it like that? That style of the claymation.
And it's not Will Ferrell voicing Buddy the Elf. It's
what's he doing?
Bazinga.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, that guy.
Jim Parsons.
I've heard some of it. It sounds pretty good. It sounds a lot better than Peter Pan Live, I can tell you that.
Peter Pan Live was fantastic. Did you get to see?
It was fantastic.
It was great.
Christopher Walken
as Hook was the best thing.
Christopher Walken, I think he ate a handful of Vicodin before he went out on stage. Wow, that was a good Walken.
That was I started watching Peter Pan Live, and
I really wanted it to be good, but it was terrible.
I started watching it, and then I decided to come over here early because I was bored of it.
And then I felt weirdly attracted to the girl that was playing Peter Pan.
Allison Williams. Up a whole new book of things about you.
She's in Girls. All right.
She's pretty. I sat in a Subway and watched it as I ate a sub.
Allison something is
gross.
Her name.
Allison Williams. Williams' daughter. The newsman.
Really?
Bri-Y, yeah. Huh. It's his daughter. It's cool. All right, want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. If we missed your Christmas fair, let us know. We'll
that's whispered in the audio now.
I just hear that.
I just licked the mic.
You licked the mic.
I'm really into this podcast right now.
Well, that'll about do it for episode 246 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Boy, wasn't that a hoot. A holiday hoot. That's just funny. All right. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. From tech to Transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, and more, you can find it all every single day over at JusticeGeeks.com. Make sure you go and are a part of our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. You'll definitely not want to miss out on all of the hijinks and goofs happening over there. And thanks for sticking around for this clip show this week. Thanks to Logan and James and Ian for being pretty understanding about the old Kris Kringling. But we'll see you back next week for almost be Christmas for